Have you ever longed for an apology you never received? Welcome to Apology Avenue. In this series, we read letters that we've written to ourselves, but from the perspective of those who have hurt us. This practice can offer closure, expression, and reflection. Let's see what today's letter is about. In today's episode, I'll be reading a letter from a father apologizing to his son.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives. On this podcast, we reflect on the roads that shaped us and collect wisdom to light the way ahead. Let's walk the path to healing, one step at a time.
Dear son, I know I've been a mess for years, and you may not even want to read this letter. I'm asking you to please read it. There are things I need to apologize for. I'm not sure if you know this, but I was really excited to become a father. When I found out your mother was pregnant with you, I couldn't wait to see you and be your dad. I realize now that I felt lost most of my life, and I had this idea that once I became a dad, life would have meaning and I would be complete. After you and your brother were born, I slowly entered into a dark place. Raising two young special needs boys was not something I was prepared for. With that said, even if you and your brother didn't have special needs, I still think that I would have struggled in fatherhood. I made a lot of mistakes that I realize now had an enormous effect on your life. I acted like an idiot when I drank. I also know how selfish I was when I left your mother for another woman. But I think that the biggest mistake I made throughout the years was not being emotionally present in your life. We were often in each other's physical presence, but emotionally, I was very distant. I didn't try to build a strong bond with you. I was too focused on my own world. Now that I see how you've suffered and struggled, I wish I could go back in time and change things. After doing some soul searching, I realized that for many years, I was unhappy. I have a lot of baggage from when I was a kid. I didn't know how to deal with it, so I stayed distant from everyone, including you. And I'm so sorry for that. Not only was I emotionally distant, but I was not a strong role model. I wasn't mature, and that led me to being irresponsible at times. As a father and husband, I didn't lead our family well. I married two women older than me and allowed them to be leaders and providers while I took more of the easy route. Growing up, I lived with a very dominant and domineering mother, your grandmother. So I guess I never felt confident enough to make my own decisions or be a leader. I can clearly see that my actions have affected you. I know you probably feel neglected and lonely and sad. Please don't make similar mistakes like I did. It will just lead you to feeling worse. You can be a better man than I am. You can have a happier life. Please don't waste it. I know you want to be happy, and please take it from me. Alcohol, drugs, sex, these things won't give you happiness. You may think it helps you feel better, but it's only temporary. I need you to know, son, how sorry I am for not being there for you in the past. I can't change what happened, but I want you to know that I would love the opportunity to be there for you now if you'll let me. I love you so much, son. Sincerely, your dad. Thank you for listening to Apology Avenue. I hope listening to this letter was helpful in some way, even if it just served to motivate you to write your own. By the way, if you'd like to take that next step, I created the Apology Avenue Journal, a letter writing journal to express your pain and find closure. You can grab the physical copy at my shop, or you can get the digital version for free as a thank you when you leave a quick rating of the show. You'll find all the details about the physical journal or digital journal in the show notes. And if you'd ever like to anonymously share your own letter for me to read on a future episode, I'll be sharing a link for that as well. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us today. As you navigate your journey, remember, healing isn't linear. The path may twist and turn. Some days you will sprint, other days you will stumble. But this doesn't mean you are lost. It means you are making progress. Keep going. You're doing better than you think.